Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur on the topic of a child who was born to a mumeres, whose mother now wants to be chozeres b'tshuva, but she had been an apostate, maybe mechalel Shabbos, or converting to another religion, and now she wants to do tshuva. The question is, what is the status of this bris milah? So in the first shiur, we saw that this child has a cheskes chiyuv, so until you did the vadei bris milah, you like the Chavis Das says that lekuli almas fake the rice v'chumah and torah comes to mitzvah saseh, and therefore you have to make sure it was done properly. And shenzar wasn't done properly because the mo was probably not Jewish or not from, so you have to atafis dan bris. In the previous shiur, we saw that there's a tzad in halacha that a mummer loses his status as a Jew, and therefore the child born as a mummer is not going to be the bris milah is not going to be a good bris milah because it was done when he wasn't Jewish. So that summarizes the previous two shiurim. If anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. And now we will continue with the part three. That again, based on the tshuva and the lahoris nasan in chelek zayin. Now we're in simen ayin gimel. So we wanted to prove, as we mentioned at the end of the previous shiur, b'das hatur, that he is taka choshesh lechumra. For those shitos, in other words, he has machmer, like those shitos when a chumra will come out, that a mummer has the status of a goy. How do you see this? Tur Yoredeya Simen Reis Samach Vav. He writes, Yisrael Shehem Yerdasa. A Jew who is Meimir Das, a Jew who becomes an apostate, Vinasu Yisraelis, and he marries a Jewish woman, V'lod lo ben mimena, and they have a child. So you have this mummer, this apostate, Hemir Dak Datol Akum. So he's going to church on Sunday, she's not, and they have a child. So what's the status of this child? What you do is, you circumcise the child, even on Shabbos. And we don't assume that he's going to be Yotze L'tar B'sra, since his mother is a Yisraelis. So assume that he's a good Jewish child. The makor of the tour is the Baal Eter. As the Beis Yosef notes, writes the Beis Yosef in the Bedek HaBayis, Da'afilu nasu imu meres, Nami Malin Bishabis Haben Anolad Lahem Shem Chayavim Bukhola Mitzvahs Yisraelis Tinokar Eitrev Shetalav Lafuke Mumeres El Lafuke Nochris. He adds that even if he's married to a Mumeres, not only is he going to church on Sunday, she's going Rachmana Litzlan to church. So even then, you circumcise their child on Shabbos, because they're Chayav in all the Mitzvahs. So why then does he say he's married to a Yisraelis? He wasn't coming to exclude a Mumeres. Even if she's a Mumeres, they circumcise the child on Shabbos. Ela lafuke nachris. But rather, the purpose is to come to exclude a nachris. Who is a nachris? A nachris is a non-Jewish woman. He's married to a non-Jewish woman. Then the bris milah is not to be done on Shabbos. And the kid's a goy. However, the tour, the taz, there in Sifkot Yurim Reis Samach Vav, is masik on the Bedek Habayis, and he writes that in the tour it's mashma doloki Bedek Habayis. For the fact that he writes Shemalin also mishum she'ena no machzikin also shiyotz latar b'sura, kevin she'imo Yisraelis, that you circumcise him. From the tour, it's mashma, not like the Bedek HaBayis, that it's talking about even a case where the woman's a mumeres, because he says that, you know why you circumcise him? you circumcise him because we don't assume that he's going to go to Tarbisra, that he's going to go to a bad culture, he's going to go off to Derech, since his mother's a Yisraelis. So the implication would therefore be that if his mother is a Mumeres, then we are definitely Machzikim, that he's going to be a Mummer, and you're not allowed to be Molin B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Molinoso B'Shabbos. So the Taz wants to learn, not like the Beis Yosef, Taz wants to learn that if the mother is a Mumeres, what's the din? The din is that you don't circumcise the child on Shabbos, because assume the kid's also going to be a mummer. And so writes the Shach. He agrees with the in principle with the Taz. So you already have two achronim. And kedivrei Shach ve'ataz muchach b'sefer tamim deyam laharayvid. Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph. Where he writes, V'Yisrael Mumer, V'yesh lo Isha Yisraelis. You have a Yisrael Mumer, and this Yisrael Mumer has a Jewish wife. And then they have a child on Shabbos. A Yisrael Mummer has a Jewish wife. And they have a son on Shabbos. It's mutter to circumcise the child on Shabbos. Again, Yisrael Mummer and Isha Yisraelis. He's going to church, she's not. Why is that? Well, he says, Zaro shel Avram Avinu v'tolas shel Yaakov Evshir shetoa al rishonos v'ozev espino v'das ha-Yehudis. First of all, he's from the seed, the father Avram Avinu. Maybe he'll regret and he'll let his son become from, go in the Jewish way. So therefore circumcise the kid on Shabbos, assume he's not going to be a bad Jew. V'lo'od el Yisraimu Yisraelisi. Not only that, but his mother is a Yisraelis. And maybe he'll follow his mother. And we don't assume he's going to go to Tarbisra. And therefore we can't aser his bris milah on Shabbos. So writes the Sefer Eshkol. And so writes B'tshuvas HaRa'avi of Beis Din HaNitpas Mechadosh B'Simen Reish Aleph. B'zoi Tshuva HaMuvis Gam B'Itter B'Shar Gimel Hochas Milah Chelik Beis. So this tshuva of the Ravid is the makor for the tour that you circumcise the child on Shabbos if the father is a mummer and the mother is a Yisraelis. So he writes two reasons why it's mutter to circumcise him on Shabbos. First of all, the father is Jewish, genetically, ethnically, so maybe he's going to let his kid grow up as a frum Jew because of his good genealogy. And not only that, but since his mother is a Yisraelis, maybe he'll follow his mother, not his father. So if you follow the second reason, then you don't have this heter of circumcising the child if the mother's a mumeres. And even according to the first reason, we can say that even when his mother's a mumeres, we have to be more concerned. Because even if his father lets him follow in the Torah way, maybe his mother won't. That both of them should change their ways is hard to believe. Very unlikely. So therefore, we're going to stick with our pshat, not like the Beis Yosef, in the Torah, and say that it's dafka if imo Yisraelis, you circumcise him on Shabbos. But if imo mumeres, as is muchach from the source of the Torah, if his mother is a mumeres, then you don't circumcise him on Shabbos. Yoy bazoy, kim tvor de kashie. If that's true, then we have the question of the Beis Yosef and the Berak Havayis. The kid is a Jew. So he's going to go off the derech. So what? Ayid is ayid. He's chayv in mitzvahs. So how can you not circumcise him on Shabbos? So therefore it would appear as follows. The makor of this tshuva and the iter and the other rishonim is tshuvas for Shri Ragon. In the Sefer Tshuvas Hagonim in Shari Tzedek in Chelikim L'Sharei Oschess, he writes that a Yisrael Shenishtameh, if you have a Jew who became a Meshumet, V'yeshlo Isha Yisraelis, and he has a Jewish wife, you're allowed to circumcise the child on Shabbos. Why? The Zara Shel Avram Hu Ve'efshe Shetov Ozev Espeno B'das Yutz, like we saw before. Shiva brought by the Rabbin and the Tamim Daim and the other Rishonim, that the father might regret his ways and let the kid back on the path of Yiddishkeit. V'lo'ot, moreover, El Shara'imo Yisrael, his mother is Jewish, she's a good Jewess. Ve'ev she'elech ha'chareh ve'en ha'machzik en osu she'otzil ta'visra. Maybe he's going to follow his mother. We don't assume that the kid's going to go to Tar B'Sirah. Afikach ein banu koach l'acher milasa b'Shabbos, ve'ein anu rashayim l'shanos ba. And therefore, we have no permission to push off his mila from Shabbos, either because his father is going to let him be Jewish, or he's going to follow his mother. We don't have permission to push off the mila on Shabbos and change things. So if by Avadim we say that if the mother is Tmei Leida, if she's a Jewish woman, then Nima Lishmona, when the child is circumcised on the eighth day, and certainly when it comes to Jews. So this child has to be circumcised on the eighth day. He has a Jewish mother. And al maladaber. That's the tshuva. And the Torah in Eben Ezer, Simen Kufnan Zayin, he brings from Rishur Gon, that if nafla lifnei mumar, kevin shorosu leidosu v'kdusha, zikuko liyavam, umis'an gadu cholitzla, that if a woman falls before a mumar, she has a brother-in-law who is an apostate, she falls before him for yibum, since he was born as a Jew, his conception and his birth were b'kedusha, she has to do yibum, and she's an aguna until he does chalitza. His makor is in the Mordechi, in the name of the Yitter, as is brought in the Beis Yosef. Now in the Tshuvas Ma'ariv ben Chabib, brought in the Tshuvas Rav Eli Mizrachi, he writes that from the fact that Rav Shira Gon writes, brought in the Torah, Kevin Shehoroso Veleidoso Bikidusha, since his conception and birth were Bikidusha, it's Muchach that only the Mummer himself, who became an apostate, who became a turncoat, that is Horoso and Leidoso is Bikidusha, he is considered Yisrael. Avozaro Shelo Haya Horoso Veleidoso Bikidusha, Dino Kigoi. But his seed, who is not conceived and born in Kedusha, has the status of a goy. So we see that the shita of Rav Shira Gon is Shirak HaMumer Atzmo Dino Ki Yisrael. Rav Shira Gon himself holds, remember this is the source for the shita of the Torah, so Rav Shira Gon himself holds that only a Mumer himself has a din of Yisrael. Why? Because he was born in Yisrael, but not his children. If a child is born of a mumeris, harasav leidaso shelo b'kedusha, dino ka'akum. So now we understand very well that Rav Shira Gon holds that a mumer who had a child, you can only circumcise the child on Shabbat if his wife is a good Jewess. She's not an apostate, as the Achronim were medayik in the Torah. Because if his wife is a mumeres, they're going to zamen some cloister, they're going together to to the church, as they say in Italian. Nimsa shehavlad shenoylad habe ben mumer v'amumeres habe haroso v'leidosoy shaloy b'kedusha mikol tzodov v'im kein dino ka'akum. So it turns out that the Vlad that was born is the son of a mummer and a mumeres, and his conception and birth are shelo b'kedusha on all sides, and therefore he is the din of a goy. The melech pashi, you don't circumcise him on Shabbos. You don't circumcise goyim. You see, by the way, that we always assume that a Jew is a Jew. No difference between Jews. No, there's a big difference between Jews. And therefore, if someone's father's last name is Rosenberg or Weinstein or Friedberg, nice Jewish names, and his mother's maiden name is Cohen or Levy or Klein or Gross, nice Jewish names. Doesn't matter how Jewish the names. Doesn't matter how Jewish they could have. The father could have been a graduate of Torah V'das, but if he's a mumer, rachmana litzlan, and his mother's a mumeres, this child has the status of a goy. And it doesn't mean that he's not chayv in mitzvahs, but it means that you can't circumcise him on Shabbos. It's only because this mumer's wife is a Jewess in good standing that you can circumcise the child on Shabbos. But since he has a good mother, so we can say either his father will change his mind afterwards, he'll grow up to be a good child. There's no pagam, inborn pagam in the child. It's just we assume the child is going to be brought up like a goy, so he's the status of a goy. And harasu ledasu shelo b'kedusha. So the very fact that the father might change his mind, that's enough to allow us to circumcise the child on Shabbos. That's interesting. We're talking about harasa v'leidasa shelo b'kedusha. It seems like it is genetic. And we say that even so, since there's a tzad that the father is going to do tshuva, let the kid be frum, so then the kid is fine. The kid is can be circumcised on Shabbos. And also, since his mother's a Yisraelis, the kid might follow his mother. So therefore, we don't view the person, this child, as a mummer. So you can circumcise him on Shabbos, but when his wife is a mummeres, it's pashut that the child, they're both mummerim, the kid's going to grow up to be a mummer like his parents. They go to church, he's going to go to church, and therefore dino kagoy. Because mitzad molidav harasa ledasa shelo b'kedusha, and he has the status of a goy. And what are you going to say? He didn't do anything wrong yet. It's not true. He is b'cheskas goy, because his parents are goyim. Halachically, pri chadash and his lekutim to yaredeya. Sof simin peish ches. Arachayim holds like the Beis Yosef that even when his mother's a mumeres, he circumcised him on Shabbos because he's a Jew. A Yid is a Yid. But based on what we say, it's not true. If his mother's a mumeres, dino ka'akum, he has no chiyuv meal at all, at least not when a kula comes out. So does this child have to keep Shabbos afterwards when he finds out? Probably. Al pi Torah, does he have to go through a real geiris afterwards? Probably not. But when it comes to circumcising him on Shabbos, he's enough of a goy. So you can have somebody who's for certain in Yanam, he's a goy. And this child, born of a Mamre Numeris, has, as far as Bris Mila is concerned, Din Goy. And the Mela, you can't circumcise him on Shabbos. So we also have to be machmir when it comes to the circumcision they did not on Shabbos. That if they circumcised this child during the week, but since he has the status of a goy, we have to be machmir and say it's not a good circumcision. So even though we paskin that mumr shekidesh kiddush of kiddushin, but this mumr who's a ben mumr umumeris, sharwas of adult shalok kiddusha, we're not allowed to circumcise him on Shabbos. Because we say that he's not Jewish. At least the Chumra, we say he's not Jewish. And even if we say that in Kedushin will be Choshish, that his Kedushin is a good Kedushin, again, that's the Chumra. But the Kula and say that his Bris Mila was a good Bris Mila, was done when he was a Jew, is not, we can't say that. So this child born of a Mummer father and a Mummer mother would have to be circumcised, would have to be recircumcised. You have to do a tafas dam bris. You have to do a tafas dam bris, even though you already did bris mila, because when he had his first bris mila, he was a goy. As far as hilchos bris mila are concerned, and as far as obviously the wine that he touches, and numerous other areas. So again, does it pater him? Probably not. Can't grow up and say, yeah, my mother's a mummer, my father's a mummer. So I know the Torah is true, but I'm not going to keep it because I'm a goy. That we don't go from. We're not going so far as to say that. But l'chumra, we have to be choshish for his goyishkeit and do another bris mila, do a tafas dam bris. And there's one more tzad to be mal this child. Remal this child is that his father was a goy. And there are shittas that hold that if the father is a goy and the mother is a Jew, so the child needs geirus. Havlat kosher, the child, like the Gemara says, is not a mamzer, but he needs new geirus. So since his father was Jewish, it was a goy. So in this case, where the father was a goy and the mother was a mumeris, it's really bad news. So memela, they have to do a tavas dam bris b'shalom al Yisrael. And obviously it's a very, very broad topic, very interesting topic, and we've already had numerous shirim on mumrim, and I have one that I was preparing, very fascinating, tshuva from the Heilige Kloisenberger. Talks about dinei mumr, as far as kedushin, shaar dinei Torah, fascinating, very long tshuva. So I hope that we're able to learn that, and there's a lot more to do, and God should just give us life, simchas chayim, financial means, and freedom. We should be zochet to freedom. Whether you're in the land of the free and the home of the brave or not, just with freedom, liberty, justice for all, and we should be zochet mir to Shem to Yeshua's bakal. Shalom, most beloved and sweetest.